In this bulletin, another record day for COVID cases in New South Wales as restrictions on weddings are eased. Australians who remain in Afghanistan urged to register with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. And in sport, Australia's Jared Clifford claims a silver medal in a gallant performance at the Paralympics. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. New South Wales has recorded 1,035 new COVID cases, a new daily record for the state and the largest number ever recorded by an Australian jurisdiction in a 24-hour period. There were two more deaths, a woman in her 70s and one in her 80s. It comes as Health Minister Brad Hazzard says weddings in New South Wales will be allowed to go ahead with five guests from next week.
Obviously, the circumstances in New South Wales are such that whilst we're seeing massive vaccination numbers, we're also seeing substantial cases. For a number of weeks now, we've had no capacity for people to get married. It's in a balanced sense, we have to be able to allow people who want to get married to get married, but with minimal guests in attendance. So there'll be five guests allowed, in addition to those who obviously will be necessary for the actual service.
Another 64 local cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Victoria. 49 of those are linked to known outbreaks, but only 36 were isolating for their entire infectious period. The state's lockdown is due to end on Thursday, but the number of mystery cases and those not in isolation has continued to concern authorities. But Victoria's COVID response commander, Jerome Weimer, says the lockdown is working and the state is committed to reducing numbers before vaccination targets are reached.
What we've achieved in 3 weeks is the place hasn't exploded. You know, we have seen a really strong, robust control over these outbreaks, and we've seen from other places around the world how quickly these things can gather steam. We've got literally thousands of people. We've got 20,000 people in isolation at the moment as primary close contacts. We've got another 15,000 secondary close contacts on top of that. And you've got thousands of healthcare workers doing everything they can to get this thing under control and to keep it on the deck. It's on the deck at the moment, but it's not fully under control. And that's the work we have to do over the days ahead.
The ACT has recorded 26 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. 15 of the new cases were in quarantine for their entire infectious period, while the movements of four cases are still under investigation. West Australia has 7 new COVID-19 exposure sites and 20 people in isolation after 2 New South Wales truck drivers with the virus travelled there. The 23 and 29-year-old men tested positive to the virus on Wednesday as part of the routine testing regime that's now in place for truck drivers. The Premier, Mark McGowan, says the risk for West Australians remains low.
2 of the 20 people were in Perth, one in Kenwick, one in Kewdale. They have both been isolated and quarantining. The other 18 in regional Western Australia are doing the same. So our health advisors have indicated that the risk from these two truck drivers is very low, and everything is being done to manage the situation in accordance with the health protocols.
Meanwhile, South Australia has also listed 2 new exposure sites where the truck drivers passed through, both petrol stations at Ceduna and Port Augusta. Australian children aged 12 to 15 years old could access COVID-19 vaccinations through school-based programs later this year. The Australian government announced yesterday that this age group would be able to book appointments to get the Pfizer vaccine from the 13th of September. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is also expected to rule in the next fortnight on the suitability of the Moderna vaccine for teenagers. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says the Commonwealth is working with states and territories to coordinate the Pfizer rollout to this age group, including school-based vaccinations.
Otago anticipates vaccinating this group of children will contribute to reduced COVID-19 transmission in the broader population. We know that once a large proportion of Australia's adult population is vaccinated, susceptible children and adolescents will account for a higher proportion of continued infections in the community, contributing to transmission.
The federal government says it's committed to bringing 3,000 people to Australia from Afghanistan as part of its humanitarian program. Since the Taliban takeover of the country, Australia has so far evacuated 4,100 people from Kabul Airport, with 1,035 of those so far making their way to Australia. Australia has ceased its evacuation operations at the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul after 170 Afghans and 13 US troops were killed in a deadly bombing claimed by ISIS. The Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says those who remain in Afghanistan are urged to register with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
We are aware that there are still people in Afghanistan who are looking to come to Australia. We have asked people to register with DFAT, particularly if they are Australian citizens or permanent residents. But I have to say that that number is increasing daily as more people are indicating that they are keen to travel to Australia. Some of those are Australian citizens now wishing to return home who have only recently identified themselves to DFAT.
To sport, and Australia's Jared Clifford has claimed a silver medal in a gallant performance at the Paralympics in the men's 5,000 metres T13. 22-year-old Clifford had to be treated trackside by medical staff after stumbling across the finish line, knocking into other athletes before vomiting. Clifford, who has a visual impairment, dedicated his medal to his grandfather, who had hoped to watch him race in Tokyo but died a few months ago. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be a few showers and a top of 19 degrees. In Adelaide, a shower or two clearing and 16. Melbourne, showers and 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, showers and 14. In Wollongong and Sydney, there'll be a shower or two and a top of 20 degrees. In Newcastle, a possible shower and 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a shower or two and 29. And in Darwin, it'll be a sunny day with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.